Entertainment news nuggets on Sheboygan's Point. An event unlike any in modern history played out in London yesterday. The funeral of Queen Elizabeth II took place. British TV personality Sharon Osbourne said we'll never see anything like this again. The service at Westminster Abbey was attended by an estimated 2,000 people, including heads of state and members of the royal family. Mike Myers is teasing the possibility of a fourth Austin Powers movie in the future. When asked about the possibility of a new installment in the franchise, Meyer responded, "I'm gonna put a big, firm, written maybe on that." Myers attended a red carpet event on Sunday for his new movie, Amsterdam. Kelly Clarkson now has her name on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The original hosts of American Idol returned yesterday as Clarkson received her star. During her speech, the singer thanked Paula Abdul, Simon Cowell, and Randy Jackson for being honest from the beginning. During the ceremony, Cowell said Clarkson validated American Idol in the first season because they found a star. Funko is announced that it's collaborating with Snoop Dogg to open a brick-and-mortar store in Inglewood, California. The Doghouse will feature a mural of the rapper as well as life-sized Funko Pop figures. It'll be located next to Snoop Dogg's clothing store and offer exclusive collectibles. Doors open in January, and a glove with a lot of baseball history behind it could fetch big bucks at an auction. Jackie Robinson wore the glove during the 1955 and 56 seasons. His iconic number 42 is written on it. The auction finishes on October 1st, and it could go for up to $750,000. Entertainment news nuggets on Sheboygan's Point.